is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Here we go into another hour of the discussion mode that's been a habit for a lot of people, actually, for many years, and that's kind of a nice thing. Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program. Monday it is, the 20th of May. We're almost two-thirds of the way through the month of May. There's a rhyme there. Two-thirds of the way through the month of May. Yada-da-da-da-da. Yada-da-da-da. All right, let's get to the big stories and comments from you at 888-302-3684. That's what happens in this hour of the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and other members of the staff have listened to, audited, if you will, a lot of different bits and pieces of radio programs and television programs that make up what people are talking about in the News Talk Radio world. We know back to Friday, the outgoing IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller, appointed by President Obama last November, said the problem the IRS had was not deliberately targeting, but rather a huge increase in workload. Really? That's interesting. Former IRS Commissioner Douglas Schuman, who was appointed by President Bush in 2008, served till last November, is expected to appear before Congress probably this week to answer questions about the targeting that took place under his watch. This has become a huge issue. The latest resignations. There are a lot of people that aren't telling the truth. Some people were taken back to the point of gasping at the arrogance of this guy, Miller, the way he came across during the hearing. It becomes easy to make the IRS a punching bag because they're so unpopular to begin with. And what they do oftentimes is underhanded, sleazy. The way they go about their business just doesn't seem to be in the best interests of you and me, the people who pay the bill. And that brings it around to a discussion of almost an annual look at when we have to pay our taxes on April 15th. What do we do about this system that most of us don't like? If we are supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, why do we allow this to continue? What's the big deal? So let's see if we can get into this conversation. Feel free at 888-302-DOUG or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at KenKessler.com. Is there a KenKessler.com? I've forgotten.
There is.
There is. Okay.
And I'll be glad to answer emails from there, too.
All right. But there's not a RichMcFadden.com, though, is there? If we send it to Rich at RichMcFadden.com.
That was stolen.
So, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Rich. Squatters.
I see. Okay. Well, we have Rich at DougSteffen.com. That's all right, too. Here from the Fox Sunday Morning Program, Chris Wallace talks to senior Obama advisor Dan Pfeiffer about the timeline of just what the president knew and when he knew it.
President Obama was asked a broad question about the IRS scandal this week, and he gave a narrow answer.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG report had been leaked through press.
So, he only talked to the president about the IG report. The question was broader about any agency IRS activities. Can you say that no one at the White House knew anything about the IRS targeting conservatives before information about the IG report was given to the White House in April?
Yes. The first time, as we said, that anyone heard about this at the White House was when the counsel's office at the Treasury Department called the counsel's office at the White House a few weeks ago and to let us know that there was an investigation that was coming to a conclusion. We didn't know the details of it. We didn't see the report. So we had no facts at that point, just that such an investigation was coming to a conclusion.
But you didn't know anything about the idea that the IRS was targeting conservatives? You didn't even know that the IG was investigating that?
No, we knew the IG was investigating potential targeting of political groups.
You did know that?
We did know. Yes, we've said that. Jay Carney said that. And we knew that. We knew that from the counsel's office just a few weeks ago.
No, but I'm saying before that.
No, no one knew that. No one knew that.
All right. Here's the problem with that, because in the congressional hearing on Friday, the IRS's inspector general, Russell George, said that he had talked to Neil Wolin, the deputy treasury secretary, around June of 2012. That's right in the middle of the presidential campaign. and told him that he was investigating IRS targeting of conservative groups. Are we to believe that the number two man in Treasury never told Tim Geithner, and Tim Geithner never told, again, right in the middle of a presidential campaign, never told anyone in the White House about something this politically explosive?
Well, here's the cardinal rule when you deal with situations like this, is you never interfere with an independent investigation. You never give the appearance of interfering with an independent investigation. So as the Treasury Department said, they didn't tell anyone in the White House, and the Treasury Department also said that all that Deputy Secretary Wolin was informed of was that such an inquiry was beginning. The Inspector General has also said he gave the same heads up to Congress, including Congressman Issa, who had requested the original probe. But there was no details, no evidence. And as Congressman Issa said, as to why he didn't talk about this publicly, is that when you're dealing with a nonpartisan agency like the IRS, you wait till you have the actual facts before you go out and make assertions.
But again, I just want to make it clear. You're saying that nobody after that meeting between Russell George and Neil Wolin, that nobody told the White House that this IRS IG investigation was going on.
That's what the Treasury Department said, and yes, that's what I'm telling you.
All right, so there's Chris Wallace grilling Dan Pfeiffer of the White House staff. The chief White House lawyer, Catherine Roemer, learned last month that the Treasury Inspector General had concluded an audit of the IRS. The targeting of conservative groups was the audit, and this happened, the conclusion happened weeks before the matter became public. And so now there's another White House official out there, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, met with Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Can you imagine all these titles, all these jobs? The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Name is J. Russell George, and that's when the counsel learned about the IRS effort. The acknowledgement that Ms. Roemer knew about the IRS inquiry weeks before it became known publicly came during this last conversation that we just heard, and one wonders if that's not worth a little underscoring. I think that Pfeiffer was actually on a couple of the Sunday morning programs. Republicans pressing their suspicions of a broad cover-up in all these areas. Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, a member of the vice presidential nominee, said during the same Fox program, the investigation examining IRS needs to come to some critical conclusion. Who knew? When did they know? Why did they do this? How high up in government does it go? And then you go back to Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, acknowledging that the Roemer office was notified in April of the audit completion. Is this another thing where they just run around, spend a lot of time, and try to cover up the embarrassment of the bad management? That's the question a lot of people have, and that might be the question I would put to you, and maybe even a little Facebook and Twitter action, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day. We'll find out 15 after on Good Day.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way Rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Another day, another slice of life, another slice of scandal, if you will. 888-302-3684. As near as I can tell, there are seven different scandals going on. I don't know if that word is appropriate for all of these mishaps, but this guy Pfeiffer was on. I just did the survey, five of the Sunday talk programs. He was on five of them trying to reverse the damage done because of these scandals. Was he successful? I'm not sure that you would say that. I'm not sure that's the word for it. Here's talk host Patrick Dorenson saying he's not surprised at all that has turned up with the IRS investigation.
What has been created in Washington over the last few years is a culture. It's a culture where these kinds of things are expected almost. If you look at some of the president's been haranguing the Tea Party, he's been haranguing Republicans and conservatives for a long time, saying they're sinister and they're just against government and everything else. And yet, you know, that was also joined in by the media. Oh, the Tea Party's racist and the Tea Party's this, and they wanted to show people at Tea Party rallies with guns and all of this other stuff. So I'm not as surprised as some out there that this was the eventual thing that happened with the IRS scandal. I think it's a logical extension of the culture that's been created in Washington, D.C., where the people out in the country are the rubes, and the people in Washington are our betters, and they're going to tell us what needs to be done. And the media has dutifully played along. Go back to, you know, look at 2010, 2011. Look at some of the news reports about the Tea Party. You know, oh, it almost borders on sedition that they wanted to somehow overthrow the government. No, they wanted to make the government responsible and live up to its founding, its principles. And I was struck by what President Obama said when he was at Ohio State the other day. And again, I'm not saying this just to jump on the president. You know, you create problems and people have to talk about them. He said this to the Ohio State kids. And this goes to what I was talking about, the culture that's been created out there in Washington about going after your enemies. He said, still, you'll hear voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate sinister entity that's the root of all our problems, even as they do their best to gum up the works, or that tyranny always lurks around every corner. You should reject these voices, because what they suggest is that our brave, unique experiment in self-rule is just a sham in which we can't be trusted. I got to take exception to that, a great exception to that. I mean, he doesn't mention Tea Party, he doesn't mention certain groups, but you can tell it's there. It's a nod and a wink. Nobody thinks that the government's sinister, incompetent, stupid, overbearing, intrusive. Those are words I would use. Sinister? I wouldn't call it sinister. Sinister requires some level of competence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
After the hour, I'm Doug Stiff, and this is the Good Day program for Monday morning, and our focus continues on the IRS and the various scandals. I go back to White House advisor. I didn't know too much about this guy. Kenny, do you know anything about him? Have you ever heard him before? He seems to have just shown up here. His name is Pfeiffer, and he was on all of the Sunday morning talk programs to try to defend the administration and these scandals. But I don't know who he is.
I had not heard of him before. Yeah. And like you said, he showed up everywhere this weekend. I don't know who he is, where he came from. There are other names that when I think senior advisor that would.
Right. What does that mean? Senior advisor. You know how many people there are? Hundreds and hundreds of people who work in these jobs, and they're all paid for by you and me. He goes out to be the lapdog or protector, if you will. Why is it
kind of like the mafia when they need to send somebody in to clean up a mess?
Right.
They have this person they call the cleaner.
Yeah, right.
That's this guy.
Well, he said that it was pretty arrogant. I used that word a few minutes ago. Now the more I read into some of the things that he said, going so far as to say it was an irrelevant fact where the president was the night of the Benghazi attacks, and saying the administration wouldn't cooperate in partisan fishing expeditions. His name is Pfeiffer. He went on these programs to try to reverse the damage done to the administration by all these scandals. So let's listen to another account of all this. This is radio host Don Russell talking to Nathan Marens from Americans for Limited Government about why he thinks the White House is behind the targeting of these groups.
We had a congressman on, 9th District Congressman that represents our area here just a few minutes ago, telling us that he believes, Robert Pittenger, telling us that he definitely thinks that the White House was behind the IRS scandal, deliberately using the IRS for punishing political enemies. Do you believe that?
Let me say this. I think that the likelihood that a few low-level IRS employees just spontaneously decided to go after a bunch of groups that have one particular type of ideology is very remote. Somebody higher up had to have directed them to do this. Bottom level line employees at government agencies go rogue like this. Somebody had to tell them to do this.
Who do you think gave the orders to do it?
I don't know at this point, but I do think that this is going to be broken open, much wider. It's not stopping here. The more information that comes out, the wider spread it seems to be. You know, we've had allegations of individuals having their own personal taxes audited as a result of speaking out against abuses of the administration. So, you know, that in taking a look at that, as well as the applications for new organizations that were filed that were delayed by a long time, just paint a picture of some coordinated action there. So I definitely think this is going to get much bigger as time goes on.
It is kind of a scary concept, isn't it, that because you don't have because you may disagree with somebody politically, you get hassled by the IRS. I mean, that's a pretty staggering concept.
Absolutely. The IRS needs to be above reproach and non-political. But unfortunately, like a lot of government agencies, the career staff tend to be very liberal, and that's just kind of a fact of life. And so it's not real surprising that something like this has happened, but it is definitely very disturbing, and Congress needs to do whatever is necessary to get to the bottom of it as soon as possible. Get it fixed.
Kenny, we get any action on this at any of our social media contacts?
A couple of comments on Facebook. I'll run them down in just a bit.
Good idea. 28 past the hour. This is a good day program for Monday morning.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania admitted that some of his Republican colleagues were voting against expanded background checks merely to deny President Obama a victory. That true?
Look, I thought it was a fascinating comment. It was the sort of comment that, if made by a Democrat, would have been, of course, dismissed. But I think when Senator Toomey says it, it carries some weight. I mean, it does speak to what has been a common thread throughout the Republican congressional leadership's response over the entire tenure of President Obama's time in the White House.
The Democrats are the reason that the gun legislation didn't pass. If Obama had held the Democrats, it would have passed. It has been, remains, and to Republicans will ever have to be a fact-free, feel-good, do-something fallacious politics. There's nothing in there that would have stopped these tragedies.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hills, Florida, the winning Powerball ticket, one of them, that's it, one. They had one number, $590 million. Apparently, a person that works in the Publix supermarket there, where the ticket was sold, and that's where the speculation, the town is wild, and so is the country, kind of. The winning number was 10, 13, 14, 22, 52, Powerball of 11. Tell me how many of you checked out your numbers either Saturday night or Sunday morning. Come on. The chance of winning the prize was 1 in 175 million.
Somebody had to buy a ticket. I'm going to go buy one today because nobody is playing today. I'm going to be the only person with a ticket today.
I'll buy one.
You will? All right, so it's between you and I.
All right, we can fight over the $5.90 of the prize.
I can buy lunch.
For this week. So that's some good news. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, the Good Day program, 25 minutes before the hour. The scandals and all the ramifications of the handling of the scandals. So let's just review for fun what all of the scandals are. Okay, you ready? We'll recap all of these scandals. I certainly know about the IRS scandal. I know about the AP phone scandal. I know about the Benghazi scandal. I know about the EPA giving favorable attention to the green groups. We know about the Health and Human Services Secretary putting the arm on the big hospital corporations to give, quote-unquote, money to the government so they can try to get Obamacare in. The missing terror suspects, not a lot of conversation about that. I think that's a really pretty good story. And then the Obama Foundation, that's sort of the IRS Part B. The Part A to this story is the targeting of conservative groups. But then the other side of that is the Obama Foundation, which sought tax-exempt status to raise money for good causes. That's not a bad thing. But as it was presented to the IRS, they fell all over themselves to get it approved and then make it retroactive.
There is...
It's his brother's foundation in Kenya.
Well, his brother's foundation. It's called the Barack H. Obama Foundation.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, help a brother out. All right, so let's see. The Sunday morning programs saw the attendance of this fellow Pfeiffer. And, Kenny, you've got some background. I mean, we're asking some questions earlier about where this guy is because he seems to have come from nowhere. He has a long and not sorted past, necessarily. He seems to be a hatchet man for various Democratic candidates and office holders back to, what'd you say, one of the senators had him as a Senate member?
At least back to Tom Daschle.
Daschle, okay, yeah. All
right. He also worked for Vice President Al Gore.
Yeah. And then now the job at the White House. What's his official title?
His official title now is senior advisor.
Wow! How many senior advisors and that of that ilk and others are working in the White House at the moment? How many people are we paying for as taxpayers?
In the White House staff, there is a chief of staff, Dennis McDonough. There are two deputy chiefs of staff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a counselor to the president and two senior advisors. No junior advisors.
What are they all supposed to be doing?
Silence. That's a good question.
Okay. I think something to be curious about. How many people knew these jobs were there? There are apparently hundreds of these sorts of jobs throughout the administration, and it isn't just with the Obama administration, although they've added to it. George Bush added layers and layers and layers. Apparently all presidents, whatever they can get away with, they keep adding. So going back to the summer of 2010, which is when all the IRS started, there are about a dozen or so accountants and tax agents in Group 7822. 7822 is the group number at the IRS in Cincinnati. They got a directive from their manager. Because of the growing number of organizations identifying themselves as part of the Tea Party, they all started to apply for tax exemptions after the Supreme Court ruling, which allowed this sort of thing to happen. The manager said that the workers ought to be on the lookout for these groups and any other groups planning to get involved in elections or politics under 501c4. So the specialists who work on the fourth floor of the Cincinnati office never discuss politics outside, supposedly. One former supervisor said they were instructed not to discuss any of these sorts of things outside. Low-level employees in what many in the IRS consider a backwater. They process thousands of applications a year, mostly from charities, mostly 501c3s, hospitals, private schools, that sort of thing. For months, the Tea Party cases sat on the desk of a loan specialist who used political sounding criteria, patriots, we the people. If that is in the document, then these things got shelved. That was how they searched through the flood of applications for groups that might not qualify for exemptions. The agency's acting chief described this thing as, the words that have come from a number of people, the word irrelevant has come up a few times. Well, just because we're targeting them, your focus on this is irrelevant. We were told to do this. Okay, so where did it all start is what the Sunday morning programs are trying to figure out. This guy, Pfeiffer, said the law governing the targeting of conservative groups was irrelevant. So George Stephanopoulos on ABC said, quote, "You don't really mean the law is irrelevant, do you?" And then he said, "What I mean is that whether it's legal or illegal isn't important to the facts. The conduct, the Justice Department, they're looking into the legality of all these things. The president isn't going to wait for that. We have to make sure it doesn't happen again, regardless of how the other investigations turn out." You satisfied with that? 888-302-3684. So the one that we seem to be most interested in, other than the IRS, because that affects all of us, those of us who are in this business, the so-called speakeasy business, we're radio people, we're really interested in the Department of Justice's seizure of phone records at the Associated Press. So David Gregory talked to Senator Mitch McConnell, who seemed to agree with the Department of Justice's seizure of these phone records, even though that's not really what he said. Listen to this.
Let me ask you about these AP phone records. This is probably one area where I imagine that you would actually be supportive of what the administration has done, despite some of the criticism, because you've expressed your outrage in the past, and you've pushed for an investigation of national security leaks.
Actually, I do think these national security leaks are very important, and it looks to me like this is an investigation that needs to happen, because national security leaks, of course, can get our agents overseas killed.
So you don't think that this is a scandal plaguing the administration, and are you supportive of Eric Holder as Attorney General in light of all of this?
What I am supportive of is investigating national security leaks that endanger Americans around the world.
So would this qualify the seizure of AP phone records?
We don't know yet what has happened here. What I do think is that national security leaks that endanger Americans around the world are a serious matter.
But I'm just asking, you have no reason then to doubt, or do you, what the Attorney General says, that they absolutely did endanger lives in this case?
What I'm saying is national security leaks that endanger Americans around the world are a serious matter.
Okay. Including this one.
Anytime you are leaking national security information that endangers Americans around the world, it's a serious matter.
You can see why he's so popular.
Wow.
What a bonehead. My God. Listening to that.
Had a 3x5 card with his answer written on that one, didn't he?
Can't stand politicians. McConnell says that what's going on in the IRS, a little later in the interview, shows a culture of intimidation at the White House. The whole business. But can you give me an answer? No. Please try to give me an answer. No, I'm not going to. Please, please try to come up with an answer. This kind of reminds me of the line from A Few Good Men, where Demi Moore's character stands up at the bench when she's objecting to the judge. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
I object. Gotcha. I strongly object. No? We record it. No, I mean I really strongly object to this. And I was thinking as he listened McConnell talk about how to endanger the lives of, you know, if we have some of our operatives overseas, if their lives are in danger, wow, we got to get to the bottom of that. Two FBI agents, or were they CIA agents, were killed in Virginia this weekend in some maneuver, some practice maneuver. Was that? I think that was off the coast of Virginia, wasn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, no, you can find that.
It was FBI.
FBI guys. So we don't have to worry about what goes on at the AP. We can just have our agents conducting supposed practice maneuvers, and they get killed. So national security wasn't involved at all in that. These people. Oy. I guess the word is yikes. 888-302-3684. For comments, ongoing scandals. So we have more on the scandals coming up in a moment, because these are fun. It's 14, wait a minute, no, it's 16 before the hour, and good day.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi, I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better, right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. It's the 35th anniversary of the debut album from the iconic band Van Halen. Entertainment and technology journalist Mike Etchart talks about this revolutionary hard rock band that set the stage for the rock and heavy metal resurgence of the decades to follow.
Well,
you were a suburban teenager in early 1978 listening to rock radio, your ears would have done a double take because you would have heard this song over the airwaves, and man, it just jumped out of the speakers. It sounded so different. It sounded so cool, so raw, and it sounded different than anything else that was being played on the radio at that time. Who is this band? Who are they? And when they said they were Van Halen, a lot of people assumed that the guy's name was Van Halen, like Van Morrison. And most people knew the original version of the first song that was being played on the radio, which was You Really Got Me, a cover of the Kinks song. So a lot of people had heard that. But, boy, this version, that just turned heads. It was this muscular, chunky, powerful sound of guitar coming through your radio speakers. And it was like, whoa, who or what is this? Radio stations got the single right after the holidays, so around January, and started playing it. And boy, did they play it.
That's the self-titled debut album from Van Halen, released 35 years ago. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Face the Nation this weekend, on Sunday morning, actually, Bob Schieffer talking to Senator John Cornyn about the way the administration has reacted to these all these scandals we've been talking about.
Your reaction? Well, I just think it's implausible. It seems to be the answer of the administration whenever they're caught doing something they shouldn't be doing is, I didn't know about it. And it causes me to wonder whether they believe willful ignorance is a defense when it's your job to know. But given the trend line we're seeing here, Bob, in so many different instances, it's unfortunately a culture, I think, in the administration that it's okay to cover these things up. And part of it has to do with the intimidation that the administration is using against some of its critics. You see that in the AP story. You see that in the Tea Party story. There's so many common elements here. So I really think it is a culture of cover-ups and intimidation that is getting the administration in so much trouble.
Let me just ask you this. Do you have any evidence, not hearsay or any of that, any evidence that would contradict the president's statement that he didn't know anything about this until 2 weeks ago?
All I know is what I read in the press and listen to you and other members of the news media say. What we do know is that Secretary Liu, the Treasury Secretary, shortly after he was confirmed in March, said he knew about this. And then the president, I'm talking now about the IRS scandal, and the president himself said he didn't learn about it until May 11th when he read it in the newspaper. That's either evidence to me of somebody not doing their job, or the kind of willful ignorance I alluded to earlier, or trying to cover things up. So that's why it's important to have a bipartisan investigation, as we will begin this week in the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Baucus, a Democrat, Senator Hatch, a Republican, will conduct a respectful but thorough investigation and get to the bottom of that particular scandal.
Do you have any concern that Republicans may overplay their hands in all this? In fact, we have heard that some of your leadership, and you're part of the leadership, has gone to Republicans and said, let's be careful here. This is serious stuff. Let's not take it where it ought not to go.
Well, I think we need to have a fair and respectful process and not put the cart ahead of the horse. I agree with those that say, let's calm down, let's be deliberate, let's be methodical, let's be thorough, and get to the bottom of all of these scandals so the American people can know exactly what happened. As I said at the beginning, there is a credibility problem that this administration has, and if we're ever going to regain the public's confidence, they need to know what the facts are. They need to know we're doing our job by getting those out in public.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a continuing focus on these scandals, with your thoughts at 888-302-3684 and various email and social media network connections. Powerball up next here on Good Day.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Excuse me, thank you.
All choked up.
Thanks for you.
Well, I am, because I bought a number of these tickets, Richie, and I feel cheated because I didn't win anything. I did have the first number on one. The lady bought a dozen or so, and then I bought four or five more, and there's no result from having bought all those tickets. All that money invested, I get squat. Good God, what an outrage.
No, that's not true at all.
That they are.
If you had hours and hours of dreaming, what you would do with all that money.
Very therapeutic.
Yep.
Very healthy. And so, therefore, we congratulate the winner, whoever it is. Apparently, someone who works in the Publix market in Zephyr Hills, Florida, which is a suburb of Tampa. Here's Brianna Godriga and Gio Benitez. This is the face of the new ABC? Where do these people come from, Kenny? Brianna Godriga and Gio Benitez. Wow, this is pretty powerful stuff. Anyway, they are on ABC talking about the Powerball drawing this weekend.
So many Powerball tickets were sold, there was an 80% chance, virtual guarantee, that there would be a winner since almost every possible combination was in play. And now the Powerball jackpot resets to just, you know, a cool $40 million. But as we've seen, it doesn't take long before that number soars.
We're just 5 months into the year, and 2013 has seen some of the largest jackpots ever. This one took only 13 consecutive drawings to reach record-breaking numbers.
Those lucky numbers have been drawn, and the grand prize winner is out there, ending the craziest, highest Powerball jackpot yet.
Powerball, let's do it, $600 million. Tonight we have got a guaranteed jackpot. It's worth $40, $50, $70.
This jackpot has been ballooning for 6 weeks, stopping at $590.5 million, beating the old Powerball record by $3.5 million.
Keep selling last, you know, 4 or 5 hours, you know, people keep coming, you know, so by I'm trying to tell them good luck.
In just 1 hour, Texas sold over 1 million tickets, with sales for the day averaging a whopping $36,000 a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, single file line.
The jackpot grew so dramatically, in part, because the price per ticket went up from $1 to $2, and now 43 states have the game, plus D.C. and the Virgin Islands, playing a big role in the record-breaking jackpot, California.
The kicker is California joined us the 1st of April, and that's made it grow
even faster.
This Powerball was so popular that the website Powerball.com crashed directly after the drawing. There are over 230 million tickets with the wrong numbers, while the one winning ticket was sold at a grocery store in Florida.
All right, I don't know how much we learned from that, but at any rate, gives you sort of a background into what's what and who's who. Here's host John Caldera talking about this small town in Florida, Zephyr Hills.
Residents of the small town called Zephyr Hills are buzzing with excitement. You heard on the news that the lucky holder of a Powerball ticket worth nearly $600 million could be a neighbor. Could be a neighbor. Not so was that the winner, the ticket was sold at a grocery store there. And one resident says, I think it's awesome because I can't wait to see who it is. I hope it's somebody I know. I think that would be great, says resident Martha Barrett, concluding, I will sleep with him immediately if he'll marry me. All right, so this is a small town. Well, I guess not a small town, but it's about 13,000 people. It's a skydiving destination. Who knew that? Publix. That's where they got it. The winning numbers, in case you wanted to make this up yourself, 10, 13, 14, 22, and 52, and a Powerball of 11. I have no idea what the Powerball means. That's just another number, isn't it? Just another way to get another number, right? I don't know. So we don't know who it is. And while they have... Check this out. While they have the drawing on Saturday evening, the lottery department isn't open on Sundays. So some multimillionaire in this small town is sitting there having to wait to go and claim his fortune. Yeah, what is that guy thinking right now? He's just... Check this one out. The lucky person or group, I don't know, group could do it, holding the ticket has not come forward. But they will. Under Florida law, the winner's name, age, and hometown will be made public. Why? Why in the world would it need to be made public? I know it's a law. Law is a law. Sorry, ma'am, it's a law. Why would they have to go public with their name, age, and hometown?
Because they work at Publix Supermarket, you fool. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.